select Zach Wilson, quarterback, BYU.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Turn the Jets podcast. I'm your host, Will Parkinson, at WillPod11 on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Joined by a special guest today, Jets edge rusher Bryce Huff. Bryce, how are we doing today?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm excited. You know, we're recording this Tuesday night, going into game week. Obviously, it's a nice feeling. I'm sure to be able to not only hit other colors, but hit other colors in a game that counts. How's the body feeling? How's the mind going into week one and coming out of another training camp?
I mean, I feel great, locked in. Been watching film, ready for practice tomorrow, so I feel pretty good.
Yeah, no, it's always that's an exciting time of year, obviously, when you break camp and, you know, that last preseason game hits, you know, after the roster cuts down happens, everything kind of solidifies itself. How did you feel like kind of your, I guess, you know, kind of camp went? Obviously, you know, you had a really nice, you know, 10 pressures, you know, the final preseason game. How'd your kind of camp feel overall going into, you know, another year, body and mind kind of feeling right, you know, going into the season?
Oh, I feel great, honestly. Besides that one hiccup, I had a strain. The second preseason game, but besides that, it went pretty good. I feel good mentally, physically, so I'm just ready to get the season going.
It should be, you know, it's obviously probably the most talent, you know, as you know, kind of Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh mentioned, you know, last week, probably the most talent, you know, they've had since they've been here. And obviously you kind of, you know, you came in when, you know, Joe's first year. So how's it kind of going into year two in the system? Is it been a lot easier from an adjustment perspective of just everyone kind of being on the same page, same coaching staff, you know, a lot of the same guys? How's that kind of been, I guess, just going into the second year of a scheme where you're not, you know, changing over from Greg Williams to Jeff Ulbrich. Now it's, you know, same system, same staff.
Yeah, I mean, it feels great for me personally. I know, like, this is my second time being with a defense for more than 1 year since I've been in college. Because, you know, we had the defenses, third, I guess. My sophomore year, I had a second year. Sophomore year was my first year playing outside linebacker, and then we switched. After my junior year, my junior year was my second year playing outside linebacker, and then we switched again after my junior year, and I played DN. And so this is my second time being with the defense at the same position, doing the same thing. So it's good. I feel like I'm flowing with the defense. Everybody knows what their jobs are. There's no new things that are catching people off guard or anything like that. So everybody's just excited to get going and, you know, playing in the scheme again.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's one of those schemes that I think, you know, everyone kind of hears about, obviously, you know, fans get upset about the fact that there's rotation and all these different things, but obviously a lot of the schemes kind of predicated on you guys playing 1,000 miles an hour, you know, of going upfield. Is it kind of crazy the amount of talent that, you know, that's in that room, you know, alongside yourself, obviously getting Carl back and, you know, the amount of power Carl plays with is pretty nuts. And then you look at, you know, you've seen a lot of the young guys with Jacob Martin, you know, Jermaine Johnson, obviously on top of Q, you know, yourself, JFM, you know, and Sheldon and all of them. Like, how's it being in a room like that with so much talent, both at edge and inside?
I mean, it's great. I mean, you got a room full of dogs, a lot of young guys that are ready to hunt because we're hungry to show the league what we're made of. You know, we have a lot of good stuff to put on film just based off the work that we put in every day, and, you know, just grinding, getting ready for the season. I'm really excited to go and take the field with the guys in the room.
What's it, you know, in terms of a guy, I guess I'll just touch on Carl real quick. Obviously last year, a lot of fans, you know, didn't get to see, you know, he played, was really good in camp, and then obviously, unfortunately, gets hurt. You know, what's kind of like so special about him is, you know, kind of an edge rusher specifically, just is it the power, is it the speed, is it just a combination of, you know, different things he's able to do from a move and physical perspective?
It's definitely a combination, because Carl got the speed, the power, quickness, whatever you want in an edge rusher. You know, he's so powerful. Like, his moves, like, he can just throw people with one arm. Like, not many people can do that in the league. And then his preparation off the field, the things people don't see, I feel like is what sets him apart, because everything he does on the field, he does even better off the field when it comes to recovery, watching film, breaking down techniques. Like, Carl's on top of everything. So, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to taking the field with him this year. Got a lot of respect for him. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
And then, yeah, we'll get to, you know, kind of a little bit more about week one and things coming up this season. Obviously, there's a couple other new additions to the roster that, you know, obviously I've gotten to watch a bunch of practice, and I find, you know, Sauce really intriguing from a lot of different perspectives. obviously you guys had two very different paths coming to the NFL, but I think, you know, something that kind of stays consistent is like the people that are really coachable and they get it right away are usually able to contribute early on. How does Sauce kind of, does he act like, I feel like he doesn't act like he was a number four overall pick is, I guess, what I'm kind of getting at. Like, obviously the talent's there, but I feel like seeing him getting coached up all the time and kind of obviously starting as a rookie, how kind of impressive are you, is that kind of come in of, you know, that kind of humbleness, I guess, at least it comes off as that way. Of a guy that was a top five pick, but, you know, he's putting the work in just like anybody who's like an undrafted free agent or not.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like everybody, like, no matter what the draft pick is, like, everybody just comes to work every day with that same goal in mind. Like, everybody's practicing every day with the goal to win. Like, nobody wants to put in all that work in and show up on Sunday to lose, you know what I'm saying? So, like, everybody, like, as a collective, that's just, like, the mindset that we have. Like, I don't feel like anybody just comes in and just kind of, like, drags throughout practice or isn't putting forth effort, because it would stick out like a sore thumb, because, like, our coaches, they preach effort, you know what I'm saying? Effort. And that's just what everybody plays with day in and day out. So it's not really a surprise to me how, you know what I'm saying, he comes to work, because that's how everybody comes to work.
Yeah, no, I mean, it makes a ton of sense. And you kind of mentioned, you know, Aaron Wacott, who's your coach. I mean, anyone who's down at the Senior Bowl could tell you the amount of energy that he brought during that week. It was obviously, then you obviously, if anyone that's a practice can hear him from a million miles away. What's it like kind of being able to feed off that energy? I mean, I remember playing for coaches that are really high energy, some of that are more, you know, get in your face. Like, what's that energy kind of like, and how is it kind of radiate through that room? Obviously, you mentioned a bunch of guys that come to work every day, want to get better. It probably helps having a guy that's kind of not a nut job in a bad way, but like just, you know, fired up, you know, at all times.
Yeah, coach is fired up for sure. I mean, no matter what you're doing that day, you can always count on coach to bring energy. Like, it doesn't matter if it's a high day, a low day, he's going to have the energy. And it's not hard to take the field knowing that he's going to be there. And like, if you're having a low day, he's going to get on you and going to make sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Cause like that's he wants us to reach our full potential. So it's not hard for us to go out there and have a good day when he's always bringing the energy.
You know, we obviously, and you know, for yourself, you know, you kind of mentioned obviously being comfortable and, you know, being able to be in the same position, same scheme, all that stuff, and feeling kind of really ready to go into week one. Something Robert Saw mentioned, just being, have you able to kind of transform your body? I know we've talked about it a bunch, but have you been able to kind of transform your body? What was that kind of process like this off season of, you know, come in yet another year, but same, like, again, like getting that, your body ready, and, you know, what did that kind of process look like? I know, you know, you do a lot of work in the off season, but.
Yeah. I mean, just fine tuning things. Like, there's certain things within the recovery process that I've taken, more time to buckle down on and really just hammer down on, whether it's my hydration or my sleep, just things within those aspects that make me better, whether it's more electrolytes, getting blackout curtains or sleeping at the same time every day, or having the same meditation routine beforehand, stretch routine, just things that I have in place to like get my body prepared for sleep or prepare for practice, whether it's like I'm gonna drink electrolyte pack and two waters right before practice, or just doing the same things every day too. So my body has a routine and really knows what it's getting into every day, and it feels the same every day. So I rarely have days where I show up to practice and I'm like, oh, I don't feel loose, or I don't feel warm, or I don't feel hydrated, or things like that. Cause like, you know, I had a couple like bumps in the road this off season where there's like some soft tissue stuff or whatever it may be. So with that, like with those came like the knowledge that I learned from those, like how to prevent those moving forward. So I feel like everything off the field has really helped with the production on the field.
That makes a ton of sense. And I mean, I know you're super humble, so I know you could probably answer this, but did you notice, I mean, obviously last year was kind of an up and down year. Obviously you start off the year, you know, really, really strong. The defense honestly was kind of playing quote unquote above talent level, at least from the outside looking in, of like, you know, where people projected it. The defense started to play really well early on, obviously that Titans game. And then obviously you get hurt, and the production from the defense as a whole, you know, kind of not so subtly changed. Do you pay attention to that stuff, or are you just trying to get back on the field? Like, did that make you kind of, yeah.
No, I'm 100% focused on what I need to get my back right, because that was the first time I'd ever had any type of back issue, you know. And like the way that the doctors were talking about it, I was getting worried, but in reality it wasn't as bad as it sounded. So I was really just doing whatever I could to look up things and add to my recovery or add to my rehab process to get back on the field as soon as possible. So that was my main focus.
Did you feel like, did that, like, I mean, obviously, yeah, a strong start to here, but that Titans game kind of feel like a lot of stuff, a lot of hard work kind of coming together at one time, like a lot of different guys, I felt like, really like broke out, like you and JFM specifically. I feel like that game was like, I mean, he got paid right after that, so like obviously but you know, like did that feel like such a kind of good way to kind of like Zach's first big, it was kind of Zach's first big game, you and JFM specifically kind of broke out, Quinton as well, like actually Quincy too, like had that game, that game in general, is that kind of like what you guys kind of hope for this year in terms of just like the amount of times you can hit the quarterback and things of that nature?
I mean, I hope every game comes down to us playing 2 minutes every game so we can just get after every game. Because if a game comes down to 2 minutes, like, D-line is going to shut it down. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I said that wholeheartedly. I don't think there's an O-line in the league that can stop us when we're really cooking like that. And I'm, like, I wholeheartedly believe that because we put in the work every day. And, like, we expect nothing less of ourselves. With the talent we have in the room, the potential we have, like, I don't – like, that's what I would hope it comes down to, just playing 2 minutes for entire game. So I'm looking forward to it being, I hope it's like that every game.
Yeah, but, no, that,
I mean, yeah, I hope it's like that every game.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you guys light it up with 9 sacks and Zach throws for 300, I feel like you should be in a good spot.
Oh yeah, for sure. For
obviously kind of, you know, you're around Zach every day, you know, obviously the most pressure in the sports on the quarterback, it's the most pressure, you know, pack, you know, whatever position in all sports. What have you kind of seen from Zach this year, being around him every day, especially during camp, kind of that maturation from year one to year two? Obviously, everyone goes to bumps in the road as a rookie. It started to get better as the year went on, and it seems like both, like, physically, obviously, you know, as you should going into year two, Zach put on muscle, all that stuff. Like, what have you kind of seen from him that kind of gives you the kind of confidence of, you know, we got the right guy here and, you know, we want to, you know, we can do some big things?
I mean, honestly, I just show to work every day. I don't really pay attention to the offense side of the ball, but I know, like, as a team, we all show up to work every day. So, I mean, that's all I can really say about that. I honestly just, yeah, we just show up to work every day. So, I mean, as a team, I feel like we're taking steps in the right direction.
Obviously, you know, you have a guy like Dwayne Brown come in. You've gotten to go to, you know, not probably much as you might have would have early on in camp when everything's kind of full go, a lot more in full pads. But what's it like being able to go up against like a guy like that? Obviously, George, you know, as well. But, you know, Dwayne Brown is a, you know, all pro bowl level, you know, player for a long, long time in this league and still built like an absolute unit at 37. But what's it like going against a guy like that, knowing like he's been here, been there, done that, seen it all? Like, how's it kind of help you kind of better yourself? And is that kind of what it's all about? I know the iron sharpens iron thing gets thrown around too much, but I feel like that's kind of what it is.
Yeah, that's facts. Going against Dwayne and George, like those guys, they're some of the best guys in the league. You know, the numbers George put up last year was crazy. You know, going against him every day, I feel like that's the reason that I took such a big jump from my rookie year to last year, and from last year going into this year, I feel like I made that much more progress being able to work against guys like that every day. So definitely, I'm glad that they're here, and I'm glad I get to go up against them every day because they definitely showed the work and put their best foot forward every day. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's funny too, and you know, I know we were talking about it a little bit, like just the presence kind of Lincoln Tomlinson coming in. You know, a guy that's, you know, been to a Super Bowl, been a Pro Bowler, was a first round pick, but like, you know, is just kind of like a guy off the, you know, you hear him talk off the field, he like sounds like the nicest guy ever. And then, you know, you watch him on tape, it's a whole different animal. It just feels like, you know, obviously, as you mentioned, everyone's kind of like bought into the same mentality, which is obviously important. You know, obviously kind of turning towards week one now, you know, tough opponents coming in, obviously. And more importantly, you know, obviously from a Lamar Jackson perspective, one of the more two or three most exciting, maybe probably most exciting players to watch in the NFL objectively, if you're not playing against them. What kind of challenges does he kind of present? Obviously everyone just thinks, oh, running quarterback, but obviously he's a lot more than that. So what kind of, I guess, challenges, you know, do you guys have to do as a defense and, you know, you specifically going into week one against a guy like Lamar?
I mean, for me, I just got to be ready to run. Honestly, you know, that's not even a question. Like, he's one of the most elusive players in the league, if not the most elusive player in the league. You know, so as a defense, we just have to be locked in and focused, like ankles taped up, ready to get active because, you know, he's going to bring that heat come Sunday.
Yeah, no, their scheme kind of as a whole, I feel like there's like they kind of have this old school, like, you know, huge fullbacks and a bunch of tight ends and things like that. Do you feel like it, you know, when it comes to, you know, the Ravens as a whole, and kind of coming in here, obviously they have a lot of guys coming off injuries. Do you guys feel like kind of getting that game at home, you know, it's going to be able to kind of play as an advantage of like week one, anything can happen. Obviously you guys have worked just as hard as anybody else. Like, how is it, does that give you some confidence kind of going in knowing you're opening up at home?
It doesn't really matter for me, honestly. Maybe the fans, like, they feel like, you know, the fans are going to feel great being at home for the first game, being able to cheer us on and get loud for those third downs and stuff like that. But as a player, the home or away, I don't really take it into consideration before I hit the field. I mean, but like when it comes third down, we need everybody to be loud as possible so we can get that silence and that's going to play a role for sure. Like that definitely plays a role. But as a team, I feel like we just got to lock in on our details going into the game.
Yeah, it's almost like trying to calm yourself down a little bit, kind of that atmosphere. Like when you're playing at home, sometimes I feel like people get almost like too jacked up when then it's like you kind of have to get hit a little bit early on and kind of, you know, settle down. I already know what answer you're going to give me on this one, so I'm still going to ask you. But obviously you guys have a lot of different matchups in the schedule. Is there any other games? Is it kind of just week by week? Or are there other games like, oh, we want to play New England. We want to play these division rivals. I know that's something that, you know, was kind of a big deal, obviously, and having not won a division game in a couple of years. Is that, you kind of look at those games and go like, I want to win a division game really damn badly?
I mean, yeah, I'm trying. I want to win, you know what I'm saying? I want to win every game, of course. But like, if anybody, I just want to see, I'm looking forward to playing the Steelers because I want to see TJ Watt and like live action. Like that's one of my favorite players. So, Besides that, and like just seeing other edges play like throughout the league, I'm looking forward to that game for that reason. He's the best in the game right now, so definitely looking forward to that game. But besides that, like as a team and just as opponents, it doesn't really matter to me. It's week to week. Lock in, do my job every day, let the results take care of themselves.
Yeah, you guys got some pretty crazy edges. You got Myles Garrett week two, and then you know, obviously, you know, week four, you know, like as you mentioned, TJ Watt. I was just going to ask you, is there, you know, I know we talked about it last time, you know looking at guys like Aaron Donald and other people. First of all, you've seen the picture of Aaron Donald at the joint practices? Was that not nuts? It's a scary dude. No,
yeah, he didn't see it for sure.
I'm not sure I'd want to take on Aaron Donald with two helmets. You know, I'm never going to try to bat down from a fight, but I don't know if that's the one I want to pick. Obviously, you mentioned TJ Watt. Is there anybody else that this offseason that you kind of try to, I'm sure you try to pick, you know, a little bit of pieces and learn from other guys around the league. Is there any other guys that you really enjoy watching or, you know, on tape or just, you know, on, you know, a Sunday on a bye week, you know, you turn on the TV, you want to watch those guys play?
I mean, TJ Watt, Von Miller, Hassan Reddick, Shaq Barrett are the people I watch mostly on film, and I try to add aspects of the game to my own. I mean, I feel like we all have, like, subtly different body types, so I feel like we all play a little different, but there's always stuff that you can add to your game from other people's game. Another one is Max Crosby, too. I've been watching a good bit of his film as well.
Yeah, he's a guy that plays kind of relentless. It's like the amount of pressures he had last year, it's another guy that
It's nonstop with him. He's just like – some of his sacks, like the effort that he puts in for some of his sacks, like, yeah, it's crazy. He really comes with it every day, every game day. And yeah.
Is it when you obviously, not in a whatever way, I know this, but for people who don't really understand, like, the film work that goes into week by week, like, are you, like, how does that kind of work for you? Just trying to watch tackles, tendencies? Are you trying to watch, is it more scheme related? Like, are you kind of watching everything? Because obviously people hear, you know, watching film and they just think of a quarterback watching film and a defensive coverage. Like, what's it kind of go, you know, like being an edge rusher watching film versus, you know, obviously what everyone assumes the quarterback was?
Yeah, I mean, so for us, it's really like we're breaking down the run game. Mainly we're breaking down the run game. And then when it comes to the pass game, we're really just watching that, the guy that we're going against, the one-on-ones, and then besides that, you're looking to find games or whatever that you could scheme up for any given week to try to take advantage of the whole line you're facing. But, yeah, for me personally, it's kind of like that. And then just, like, studying the one-on-ones and tendencies and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, it's going to be an interesting week. I mean, we'll see if Ronnie Stanley plays. I highly doubt it if he hasn't practiced in a year. But, you know, when you never know, obviously another guy, you know, the talented player. And obviously – in terms of, you know, obviously trying to take the next step, you know, what's for you just personally, like what's a successful year look like? Is it just team related or do you have like kind of your own personal goals you're trying to get to, you know, from a, maybe it's a stat wise perspective, maybe it's playing all 17. Like what's that kind of look like for you going into the year? Is it just week by week?
Definitely looking to stay healthy all year. That's, yeah, for me personally, that's first and foremost, because without that, I can't reach the goals that I'm looking to reach. But stats-wise, like I said before, I have a number in my head as far as stats and certain things like that, but I'm just looking to show up to work every day and then let the results take care of themselves. Because, like, when you focus in on stats and then things start falling apart because you're so focused on that number, you're so focused on getting this amount of sacks or TFLs that you start missing assignments and it starts hurting the team. So definitely this year I'm looking to lock in on my assignments, you know what I'm saying, stay fully, like, maxed out on my conditioning so I have 100% effort every play and stuff like that. And then, like, as a team, you know, we're looking to win, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody goes into a game looking to lose. So as a team, we're going to take it week by week and, you know what I'm saying, let the results take care of themselves. Definitely looking for those dubs, but, you know what I'm saying, just focusing on the process and then letting everything else take care of themselves.
It's interesting. We'll kind of wrap with this, but do you, I know you probably don't as much, but I know some people are more on social media, some people aren't. How much do you pay attention to, like, all the outside noise of, like, same old Jets and all that kind of bullshit and, like, this, you know, whatever, slandering this and that? Like, obviously they're not in the building and they don't, you know, everyone kind of is can be lazy with takes and things of that nature. Like, how much do you pay attention to that? Does that, like, let you let that fool you, like, feel you, or is it more of, like, I can't listen to that because then you get too wrapped up in it?
It doesn't bother me either way. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's people are going to talk whether you're winning or losing. So it doesn't really play a role in my mind whatsoever. So, yeah, that's pretty much about
No, that. I mean, I don't it's hard to blame you on that. It's hard to blame you there. It's like you get too wrapped up in it. I know Zach was talking about how he's like, the second training camp hits, like, my social media is gone. I hire somebody else to do it because I'm sure it's drowning. But obviously, you know, appreciate you, you know, able, you know, hopping on. Obviously, you know, got a game in 5 days. Obviously, wish you the best of luck and make sure you stay healthy and, you know, go get some W's.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man.